Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
It's John and Lance.
Do you have any, is there any intelligence out there at all?
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Let's get some calls in here if you want to get in. 713-780-3776. Pena and Kevin are with us here. What's up, Kevin? Or let's go with Pena first. Hey, Pena.
Yo, what up, guys? Hey, man, I know the problem. I know what's wrong with this offensive line. These guys are out here wearing skinny jeans and capri pants. These guys ain't hard, man. These guys are soft. These guys are worried about fashion. These guys ain't worried about the trenches. They're worried about getting likes on Instagram and Twitter and everything, man. These guys are soft. That's what's wrong with this offensive line.
I can tell you this, Pena. I hated that with the Rockets. I came to realize, I went to a game and I saw the fans just doing photos of themselves dancing. They're getting their asses kicked. It was just a regular Rocket ass kicking, and I'm watching everyone in the stands act like a bunch of idiots, and I realized this is like a vibe team. They're not serious. They're not serious about winning. The players aren't serious. Steven Silas is just getting his ass kicked. This is terrible. This is about vibes. So I made it my point to make fun of them on the air for vibes, because that's not what serious people do. That's not what serious teams do. You know what? They've totally changed all that stuff. Now I'm looking at the offensive line, and I've already known this is the way it was with Tunsil. But Dell's telling me that Shaq Mason, the guy who played at Georgia Tech in an option-based offense where they were running Veer under Paul Johnson's option-based attack, a guy who fires off the football and hits you in the mouth, he's gone from an option-based football in New England, Bill Belichick guard, to Instagram likes. Is that what you're telling me, Dell? I don't want to look at his Instagram if this is a drip.
I can only go by what he puts out there on Instagram. And he,
what do they call when you don't know their candids, right? Where they pretend
it's
like
a pretend. Well, a candid is one where you're caught unaware. This is a pretend one where he is waiting for the social team for the Texans to catch him walking into the facility for a game. He's stressed out, and they take a picture, and he goes, "Hey, make sure I get that photo." Shaq Mason's among them. And I did my research, considering their matchup coming up. I took a look at the Lions, the likes of Zeitler and Panay Sewell, and there's a Glass now on there. Only one of the five would fit with the Texans.
Sewell.
Yes, Sewell's the one who...
He's got that energy to him
as
well.
The rest of them are like, "Hey, look, I fish with my kids, and I love to be in my uniform." They do take pictures, but it's of them in their Lions uniform. Not a lot of drip coming from those guys.
Mm-mm. I mean, you can drip all you want
as long as
you can pick Panay up those plays TTs.
Well. Yeah, that's why no one cares what he does.
Yeah.
Well, but Laremy Tunsil plays pretty well too in general.
Except he leads the league in penalties.
Well, yeah.
Well,
every
that's
year.
All right.
Yeah.
That's just a little.
Well, no, that's not all right.
It's not all right. It
that's
actually is
not all right.
No,
John just goes,
okay.
"That's all right. It's not all right."
It is all right.
It's not okay.
You know what? You'll take the penalties for the ability to play well at left tackle.
So how many sacks is our quarterback taking?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, he's not maybe.
And
not
he
as
got.
Good as
he's
had.
Been beat this year.
He's been beat. But in the past, you go, "All right, you got a little give and take." So, dude likes to start early. Listen, the right tackle last night for the Chiefs.
Well, that guy's
starting
early since Jacksonville. He did that in Jacksonville.
I mean, and they don't call it because it's the Chiefs. You know what? They're targeting Laremy.
I swear,
he's got a target. He's got a bullseye on
him. Do you know that Juwan Taylor? This is such an issue that many people. Around the country believe that the Chiefs just get away with this murder every.
He got away with it in Jacksonville, too.
He gets away with it constantly. He got away with it in that Jacksonville game, the famous one, yeah.
Many people say.
Many fans.
Did you see Mahomes at the end of the game limped off?
Yeah, well, he rolled his ankle in the game. Like, he had to come out after the play. They didn't have another play. He never missed a play, but, yeah, he even said he rolled his ankle.
No, it was the last pass. It was the touchdown pass that won it.
Yeah. It was he rolled his he rolled his ankle, he said.
Yeah. I mean,
Wait.
He got hurt earlier in the game.
No,
if it happened, too.
The flip pass is where he got hurt against where he threw the flip pass to Samaje Perine for the touchdown. He hurt it there, Then he had to be helped off. Like, he had to be.
Oh, that was okay.
Yeah, they helped him off, and then I thought, ooh, this looks serious. And then he came back out like, a boo.
Yeah, the Twitter was like, did he tear his Achilles?
Tear his Achilles. And Troy Aikman said,
well, yeah.
Boy, right now you hate to, you don't want to speculate, but that well, was, what did he think? He thought it was something.
Well, if
knee.
It's a non-contact,
and it was
not, always.
Yeah, it was not. Well, our non-contacts end our seasons if you're the Texans or Rockets or Astros.
Right.
Pat Mahomes makes it through everything. There's nothing that can keep Pat Mahomes out. He just tapes it up and rolls.
He does. It doesn't matter. Super Bowl. I mean, he's in that game. He ain't leaving. So, the Lions pick up. The Lions get Jameson Williams back this week. I mean, it's a bad week to have Jameson Williams back from suspension. Have him come back. Because I don't know. It just seems like it's unfair with the number of corners we have right now. I don't think – wouldn't it be better if the league just decided, no, it's not fair for Jameson Williams to be able to come back this week. We'll just wait another week.
Oh, we don't
I'm
care.
Sure – but between now and then, Jameson Williams could do something stupid. You know? I mean, he has that ability.
He, if there's one player in the league – he's gotten gut busted for gambling, for PEDs. Is he if his speed? Yeah. Does he have any kind of speeding things in his background?
I don't know, but I'm sure he could do something.
We went to Alabama.
Week.
We didn't go to Georgia, but yeah, if there's something, if Jameson Williams has enough time to get kicked out of the, to get kicked off the team or at least suspended between
so
now, I don't think it's going to happen though.
So I think the Texans are going to be. I think this comes down to the last minute.
I think this is a stone-cold ass-kicking.
You think they get their ass kicked this week?
I don't think the Texans are on the same level with the Lions, and it's not even close right now. Texans are playing their worst football I've seen since the midpoint of last year, or even early last season. It's the worst brand of football I've seen on both sides of the ball. The Lions are playing the best of any team in the NFL. Like, I don't care what the record for the Chiefs are. The Chiefs would take an ass-kicking if they played the Lions right now with their one-score victories. The Lions
I don't know,
are devastating.
But they're good enough defensively, though.
By the way, do you know that Aaron Glenn is working with a bunch of practice squad guys? He's got like three injuries that are out for the year. And are there excuses being made there? Nope. Just keep playing. And if their defense doesn't play well, they've got an offense that can put 40 on you.
Aaron Glenn should get looked at.
He will. There's Aaron already should. Talk about that he might be. You know, he was at the Saints. Is one of the places he was at for a long time. And the Saints could be looking at Aaron Glenn in the offseason. They should look at him.
If I'm Aaron Glenn, I would hold off. I know you got to take a job, but the Saints with that cap
you're gonna keep
issue
winning.
And
you're
going to
keep winning exactly. If you're going to keep winning, you have Spencer Rattler. You think Rattler's the future?
Yeah.
No matter what Twitter geeks try to tell you that. No, it's actually Spencer Rattler is actually the best quarterback. Okay, beat it, loser. Spencer Rattler can't play.
Aaron Glenn, look at your fellow
wait
coordinator.
Out. Wait it out.
Ben Johnson's like, I'm not in any rush.
He's like Titans. Ben Johnson said, nope. No, thank you.
Just take your time.
That one, nope. No, thank you. Yeah, you can take your time. Ben's getting one job anyway. He's going to lose just like Seattle. Remember that time Philadelphia lost both their coordinators on the same year? That's what I think is going to happen to I think that's going to happen to Detroit maybe this year. Ben's going to get top job probably, but Aaron Glenn's going to get one. He'll get a head coaching job. I remember Aaron Glenn when he was a scout. He had just become a scout in like 2013, 2012. And he reached out to me because he was just asking about offensive line stuff. And he goes, hey, man, you want to watch some stuff with me? I want to see what I don't know what I'm looking at offensive line. I'm like, oh, I'll try to help you a little bit from what I can. And Aaron learned offense. And then he realized, man, I'm not trying to scout. I'd rather coach and coach defensive guys. Let me coach DBs. And then he goes, let me coach – let me be a coordinator. And next up is going to be let me be a head coach.
Hey, something I forgot about. That's right. KJ pointed out Detroit police are investigating why Lions wide receiver Jameson Williams was let go after gun was found in his car.
Gun charges.
Gun charges.
Celebrating
we
gun
got
charges.
Him.
I mean,
we got a break. We got a break, John. Can you keep it on
but
time?
But that is awesome.
No, it's not awesome.
Waddell, it's not the worst thing that's happened to Houston if he doesn't play.
Just this week, maybe. Rod, you got to make a stand on this gun thing.
Do you stand with – like, do you want – like, what exactly are you standing for here, Dell?
I would like this to play out, and let's not rush the judgment. That's all.
I want to rush the judgment.
I know you do.
Now. I need it this week. He can come back next week. But that gun was serious, and he needs to pay for it this week.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay? That's it. I mean, yeah, I knew Jameson.
I just don't want him to miss out on a chance to eat Nico Nikos. If he's not coming to town, he can't eat.
That's true.
Well, he can come in street clothes and just go to Nico Nikos and watch the game. But you know what? And he can also tailgate. Because you know who invented tailgating? The Greeks. That's right. The best tailgate option. What about a Greek tailgate, y'all? Are y'all going out to the game on Sunday night? Well, how about getting your tailgate from Nico Nikos, gyros, chicken skewers, spinach and cheese pies, pita chips, tzatziki, garlic sauce, hummus, Greek fried meatballs, keftedis, sliders, wings, potato chips. Why are you getting regular America food when you can get Greek food and have it? It's going to be good. You can also get Thanksgiving feasts, Christmas dinners, whatever it is. They've got it all at Nico Nico's. It's really good, too. I mean, Dimitrios, he does an unbelievable job. It is so, so good. Three locations now. You got one at 922 Lakefront Circle in the Woodlands and near Research Forest, right on off I-45 and Research Forest. It's great. I-10 and the Beltway, there's one over there, and, of course, at Westheimer and Montrose that's been there forever. But if you're tailgating, why aren't you doing it with Nico Nico's? Call them now. Get in or go to catering at NicoNicos.com. That's catering at NicoNicos.com. Or just go to NicoNicos.com/catering and see for yourself. Nico Nico's. Let's go. Opa, baby.
We're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back. Kevin is on the line. Bedell, after Kevin's call, we got to play Gundy. We got to play. I love Gundy. You want to talk about a good soundbite. Well, you just stay tuned here, and we'll hear from Gundy on the other side. But Kevin wants to get in here and talk about the offensive line. Hey, Kevin.
Yeah, guys, so I think we need to think outside the box on this. I've given it some thought. So you know how when the Texans are on offense, they get to use their own football with their logo on it? What we're going to do is we're going to take that logo off. We're going to put the Louis Vuitton logo all over that football, and they will protect it with their lives.
You think they'll protect the logo?
I think we need to go further.
Okay.
You know how guys have code names, like if you're a pilot or maybe you're security and you have a code name for your subject, you just call – he's no longer CJ. He's now LV.
LV.
Or you call him Louis V. That's his new code name. And you'd think they will, they're going to let a Za'Darius Smith get to the bag? If CJ's name Louis V, you think they're going to let him get to him?
Yeah. No. He is.
You name –
Listen, guys, we need to start paying attention in meetings.
It's no longer QB. Right? It's no longer QB1. It's no longer QB1. It's Louis V.
It's LV.
LV. LV1, QB1, Louis V1, whatever you want to call them. You got to motivate these guys.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. No, they'll protect the bag, all right.
Yeah.
What in the world?
What are you looking at?
I'm watching John Morant put together
two of the most insane shots I've ever seen. Now, John, these weren't dunks. You might actually appreciate them.
Holy crap.
It's like a 6'2 or 6'3 guy jumping up in the air, thinking he can dunk, deciding, oh, this isn't going to work for me this time, spinning, doing a pirouette
in the air and laying him up. It would have been on highlight reels for all of humanity.
Well, people are saying, let's stop showing Jordan switching his hand in the finals after looking at.
Yeah, which was an unnecessary move. I've always
looking at John Morant. John, find him. And we know you don't like dunks, but these aren't dunks.
No. You got to watch
you'll
these
like
360s.
These.
Where'd you find them on?
Just type in John Morant on X. You'll find them. They're the first. They'll be the first things.
Just look up John Morant gun.
John Morant gun.
You'll have pages and pages.
Yeah, that's a different algorithm.
I haven't seen him do any guns or throat slashes.
Oh, I'm seeing it right now. Holy crap.
Yeah, he does them two of them.
That's totally
He hasn't
sweet.
Punched a teenager at all this year for some reason. Or had his,
not one.
His
not
guys
one kid.
Did lose to the Rockets, though.
Did lose to the Rockets.
You know who wants to punch poor people in the face?
Well,
Mike Gundy.
Well,
okay, I can't wait to hear this now. He wants to punch poor people in the face.
He wants to punch poor people in the face.
Remember when Terrence Jones?
Oh, I give a rat's ass about Twitter.
Remember when Terrence Jones kicked a homeless man?
Yes, we do.
Yes, we
kind of ended that. His career. It felt
well,
like.
Here's,
never
well,
here's
been the same. Gundy. Here's Gundy talking about the poor in our country.
This place has had tremendous success for 18 and a half years or 19. I can't do the math real good, but, and so unfortunately in life, most people are weak. And as soon as things start to not go as good as what they thought, they fall apart and they panic. And then they want to point the finger and blame other people. That you see it happen in everyday life. People do it all the time. That's why I refuse to watch the TV and watch the news, because I get tired of people complaining and bitching about this and that versus just doing something about it and trying to figure out a way to make it better. Well, that's what happens in college athletics. And as Jenny said, she's exactly right. It's just on the bigger stage where people can voice their opinion. And in most cases, the people that are negative and voicing their opinion are the same ones that can't pay their own bills. They're not taking care of themselves. They're not taking care of their own family. They're not taking care of their own job. But they have an obligation to speak out and complain about others because it makes them feel better. But then in the end, when they go to bed at night, they're the same failure that they were before they said anything negative about anybody else.
I'm a failure because I don't like you getting your ass kicked by Arizona State?
Yeah.
At home?
Yes.
I'm a deadbeat because you don't.
Yeah.
I'm upset about that on Saturday
you can't
afternoon.
Feed your family. What about your kids? Are your kids eating, Dell?
I don't have kids, so they're not, I guess.
But they're not eating. Okay.
Yeah.
In the song Salutations by House of Pain, the great philosopher Eric Schrode once said, "The time has come for everyone to clean up their own backyard before they go knocking on their neighbor's door." And really, that's all Mike Gundy was saying. Hey, clean up your own backyard before you go knocking on your neighbor's door. Or he was saying, I'm tired of getting criticized because I don't like it. And you are a loser. So don't come talking to me because you're a poor. So it did sound like he was saying a little bit like, John may be right.
If you dare.
You can't even pay your bill. Stop even talking
so
to me.
So no one who is successful.
Bitch, look how much money I have.
So
he should have just done this. I'm sorry, I can't
talk
hear
with
you.
The money phone?
Talk with the money, yeah, with the money phone. I'm sorry, I'm taking a phone call from somebody I can't hear.
Wait a minute, can Chad
so
Clay? Can Chad Clay pay his bills? Can he take care of his family?
Yeah, but don't hear him out on social media criticizing.
It's true, but is he doing it with his friends?
It's like this.
Is he criticizing Gundy with his friends?
We got
you know what?
We may have to get Gundy out of there.
Look at his impression.
Actually,
you can see this, right? What his impression of Chad Clay.
Chad.
Look at his lip.
What are you doing?
Gundy's got to go.
No, Chad's just like, they suck. That's all. I ain't going. You know what I ain't doing? I ain't flying there now. Go watch that crap.
Ooh.
That's what he said.
Now, when you got one of your big donors who says, I ain't flying there in a PJ anymore, to go watch that crap, that's what Mike Gundy should care about. Not somebody on Twitter telling him that he's...
No, that's absolutely
he's
right.
Whatever. It should be the guys with the cheddar.
That's exactly right. That is exactly right. He's given a lot of money to that program. There's no question about that. He's one of the, obviously Boone team. Boone. By the way, T. Boone, now you mentioned the heated. We stayed in the cab. They got cabins there. At their golf course.
Oh, yeah, heated floors in the cabins.
T. Boone gave us – we went there for Thanksgiving, and Chad's family, I think Yanni was there. We had a nice Thanksgiving there, and I get out of the shower, and I'm like, dang, these floors are heated. What the hell? What rich people, they live nice.
Mm-hmm.
That was real.
Yeah, you live nice, John.
Not me. I was able to suck off the teat of T-Boom.
I don't know. We're looking.
How did you do that? We don't get to do that.
Yeah, how come I don't get to live off?
Well,
I really don't want to suck off an old man's teat, but but how come I can't experience heated floors in a cabin?
Well, you can.
Come
just
in,
come
Dale.
With us.
You want me a deal?
This is what I did to Bears.
There you go, Dale.
I know.
Get up on this team here, Dale.
I know you think this is a problem, but Barry Sanders did it too. So if it's good enough for Barry, it's good enough for you.
You know who did
it? I had Barry on the left and Thurman on the right.
On the right. Just. Look, Hartley Dykes. Hold on a second, Hartley and Billy Dykes. Let me get these running backs up off of the tee.
Why does the guy from Oklahoma State sound like an SEC guy?
I don't know.
I don't
why
know that
does.
They sound he, like that.
You didn't sound like that at all.
I don't. I know.
At the end, though, he walked into Chad's suite one time because they were like two suites down. And he walked into Chad's suite one time and goes, "What are all these people doing in my suite?"
He did?
Yeah. He said, "Who are you?" I
was
said,
he being
well,
for real?
Yeah, he was lost.
he was
old.
Lost.
Dude was old now.
Oh, I thought maybe he had let you use a suite. He didn't
He came into Chad's suite.
It would have been better if T. Boone Pickens had told Chad, "Hey, you can use the suite," and he invited a bunch of friends. He goes, "What the hell's everyone in my suite for? What are you doing here? I'm John Granato. I'm on radio in Houston."
No, he don't give a rat's ass about that.
No.
But you should care about Vanderford Air.
I do care about Vanderford Air. I care a great deal about Vanderford Air because when you have an air conditioning company, and you know what? Even if you don't need them, don't tune out. Please don't tune out because I'm going to give you a number that's easy. Go to your notes section of your phone and just put air conditioning. And then underneath it, write Vanderford Air, VanderFord, Vanderford Air. You can go to VanderfordAir.com. But just knowing that you can call 281-557-COOL, that's 281-557-COOL, it's great because it gives you the peace of mind knowing that you have an air conditioning guy now. You've got somebody who can come in and check out the furnace before we get cooler weather that lasts for about 3 weeks. You can have your furnace checked out and make sure you're not going to have any type of carbon monoxide poisoning, which actually happens with people. You can get your air conditioning checked out if you need to, or you can get it fixed. When the weather cools way down, it might be a great time for you to have your entire AC system just completely taken out and redone. All the lines redone, brand new system that's going to be efficient for your home and give you a chance to stay cool, get cool, and lower your energy bills. All through Vanderford Air. So now you got an air conditioning guy. 281-557-COOL. It's Robert Vanderford and VanderfordAir.com.
You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right. Read that.
Now you can't read that on the air. Did you see Jason Kelce really didn't apologize?
I loved it. He didn't come out. He just did the bare minimum.
Yeah.
He just said can't attack. You can't, meet hate with hate or whatever.
Yeah.
Sorry I threw your phone down, dumbass.
Yeah, I mean,
for those
I'm not happy
it.
With anything that took place. I'm not proud of it. In a heated moment, I chose to greet hate with hate. I just don't think that's
tell people once
thing.
Again what happened, who missed it.
Yeah, well, Jason Kelce was walking out of game day, and some guy was calling his brother Travis the F word. Not the four-letter F word.
They didn't call him an F-wad. He didn't call him an F-wad.
No, the slur.
Or an F-face.
He got
called
a slur. F-nuts.
Okay, yeah.
The homophobic slur. Anyway, and then he started, and he grabbed his phone and threw it, spiked it like Gronk, and said, "Who's the F now?"
Yeah. He's giving back my phone. It's so good to see people in real life get treated like that when they try to treat people like, y'all just, man. This generation thinks they can say anything.
They do.
Man.
Well, and you can't.
It's
and
wild.
You can't.
Oh, and then, you know what I saw? I saw people on Twitter like, "Well, you know what? Good. That's going to be worth every dollar that lawsuit's going to bring that guy now." And everyone's like, you think there's going to be a lawsuit over his phone being broken? A lawsuit. He had his phone broken.
He's
if
the one
anything,
that started.
It's small claims court and Kelce will have to buy him a new phone. Big deal anyway. Who cares? Yeah. Kelce will probably
offer to buy the phone, or the guy will have to go through small claims court, which is a huge pain in the ass. I was going to do that once for the guy who did my floors, Willie, who was sucked at doing floors. But he was good at everything else, just sucked at doing floors. And I thought, I'm going to go through small claims to get my money back. And then I read into it and like, oh, man, you kind of like, there's no enforcement of this. You just have to hope they pay you. But lawsuit. No, let me tell you something, Twitter. If you're one of these people on Twitter who every time you see some troll get stood up to and then you say, well, you got a lawsuit now. You don't get a lawsuit for breaking a phone. There's not going to be a lawsuit. You get small claims court at best, and then you got to hope and pray that they actually pay you off. And so I don't know how it works. And where was he? I don't even know where that state was. But all I know is that you ain't getting lawsuits. Stop saying lawsuit for everything. Stop thinking you're going to make money. You got a bunch of people on Twitter who their whole dream is to be able to sue somebody or to get hit by a car. There's something like, I can't wait till I get my lawsuit. Okay. Hate for you to work. Well, I'm doing some videos on unboxing. I'm doing things where I eat pudding and with a microphone real close. So what are they called, Dale? AMSRs?
Yes.
Or ASMR.
ASMR.
Yeah, where you know that, John, where it just sounds, there's video, like people just like the sounds.
If you like hearing people chewing and whispering into a
mic.
Yeah, that's
But some of them are also like cleaning.
Your daughter listens to that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Maddie's totally into that kind of stuff. I caught her making some before. She was whispering. She was talking like that into her Kindle. And then what we're going to do is we're going to take our blush and we're going to do. I said, what are you doing, Maddie?
Listen,
these ASMR videos or whatever.
She'll grow out of it. She'll grow out of it. Mm. I am watching Jared McCain. Now, Dream Shake, here's the Texans offensive line. Jared McCain dancing through a TikTok. And
oh, no. Did he do another one?
I don't know if it's another
one. No, this one is from July. I'm sure he still does them, but this one's from July.
That was terrible. Hopefully he doesn't. He's in Philadelphia, by the way.
Oh, my God. How do you think Philadelphia's reacting
not great.
To this?
Not great. They first had to deal with Ben Simmons, and now you're getting, like, this. You're getting all the zest you can possibly imagine from McCain.
Zest.
Well, he is zesty.
They got Paul George back and lost again. They are, like, 1-6 now, I think. So it's not going great.
You know, I don't pray on Daryl Morey's downfall at all. I like him personally, even though I think he's a little bit rabbit-eared about stuff. But, man, he has gotten to the point now where he's just, like, he's...
Man, your bias has just leaked through, John.
I know, but what I'm saying, though, is that Daryl used to be ahead of the game, and now he's turned into a caricature of the guy who only signs... Go ahead and read some of his roster. Isn't Eric Gordon over there now?
Yes, he has accumulated former Rockets.
KJ Martin is over there, right?
The 1-5 Sixers after their loss last night have KJ Martin, Kyle Lowry, another former Rocket, and also Eric Gordon as well.
Yeah, they had PJ
Tucker.
It's like the laziest thing. Like it's a caricature. He's not forward thinking anymore. I'm just going to pay my best player as much as I can possibly play every single year. We give them a lot of power. We're not going to have them practice and play all the time. And then, although James did, you know.
Well,
to be
it
fair.
Doesn't help that his best player doesn't want to play.
Are you looking to get punched in the face? You want to say something about his son?
Just
and his
keep
dad
his
or his brother.
Just keep his dead brother and his son out of
your
mouth.
Say anything about his dead
whip
brother.
Your ass too. You
I just said about
writer.
Him. How about just, get out there?
Just watch it, and what he does to you, he don't care. He'll
please,
take the consequences.
Please don't do this, John.
Well, if you don't have your best player, you're going to be 1-6
please
in the NBA.
Please don't do this. What are you trying to say about his brother or his child?
I didn't say anything about either of them.
You can't question him not playing, or you're taking a direct shot at his son.
Just
well,
be
if
careful.
You actually include his son in the story, then
well,
yes, you did.
Yeah, that's stupid to do, even though he wasn't taking a shot at his son.
Right. No. Oh, my God. Del, are you trolling me with this Joe Kelly sound?
I put it on because it probably would leave you a little conflicted. He's crushing the Yankees in the clip, but he's also Joe Kelly.
Joe Kelly is the biggest D-bag. I mean... Joe Kelly's why I hate the Dodgers. And you put it in. I know he's crushing the Yankees, but.
I just wanted to put you in conflict and see what you would do. That's all.
Oh, you want to play it?
No, the question is, do you want to play it? Because
yeah,
it's Joe Kelly talking for over a minute, ripping the Yankees, but
I do.
It's Joe Kelly.
I do. I want to hear what he has to say.
I think you're trolling me is all you're
saying. I'm not. Well, yes, I said I want to put you in a bit of conflict.
Yeah, he trolls me all the time, so do it.
I don't. You know what? I might not even want to hear his voice.
Okay, see? There it is.
Yeah, that's it. I don't want to hear him.
John made the call.
You know what? I don't care. He's trolling the Yankees. Oh, well, the Yankees sucked. The Yankees couldn't have been worse.
He said pretty much that and more.
Yeah. I mean, he said that, you know, oh, who was better? Everybody in the National League.
Why is he speaking, honestly, why is he speaking on the Yankees? He
said
just won.
He said it on the field after the game.
But why is he doing it?
Being interviewed, and then he said it, now he's saying it again.
Did he even get in the series? Did he even get in?
I don't know.
I don't think so.
I don't think so either. I mean, what are you talking about, Joe Kelly? Shut your face.
Oh, ass.
Yeah, he is a hoe. And he and Kershaw was Kershaw's cut. You didn't even play. The only reason you got a ring. You suck, Kershaw.
Hold on. Don't get mad at Kershaw. He's minding his own business.
Well,
no, Kershaw, why are you putting Kershaw in here?
I saw him clapping in the dugout.
Yeah, you saw him applauding his teammates doing well in a major upset.
Actually, Joe, I don't know what happened to him, but Joe Kelly hasn't pitched since the 27th of September.
Yeah, but because he sucks. That's why.
What is he? Why does he? What is he talk? Why is he talking?
Yeah, shut up. He's the Phil Maton of the team.
Well, Phil Maton
got the postseason.
Oh, okay.
What did you say about clapped? Somebody was getting clapped. What did you say?
Clapped.
I said no.
Cheeks.
He was
clapped.
Clapping in the dugout.
Oh, okay.
You know what
clapped.
He said?
No, I didn't. I was looking at stuff with Joe Kelly.
No,
I didn't hear. I thought he said something about cheeks.
You
clapped.
Think he said? Kershaw is getting his cheeks clapped in the dugout? What are you talking about?
That he's
that's
got the
why,
clap?
That's why I was concerned.
No, he didn't say Clayton Kershaw is sitting in the dugout.
Well, he's always saying stuff about Joe giving his back blown out, but I don't know what John says anymore.
No.
No.
He referenced him actually clapping like for his teammates.
Oh, okay.
Not making a clap.
I don't need to see Clayton Kershaw clap. I don't need to see anything about Clayton
definitely
Kershaw.
Definitely don't want to see the cheeks clap.
I definitely don't want to see him with
did
the
you,
clap.
Did you just ask Clayton Kershaw to make it clap?
No.
This show is just terrible.
You started it. What do you mean?
We have an objectively terrible show.
You did this.
I don't know how.
Yes.
Paul comes on right after you aren't good, Del. So it's us, and then you somehow are going to get an advertisement, which I'm
He hates this.
And then Paul, who went to
Let's talk about the biggest
Paul
hater.
Paul was a professional. Paul
is
went to Syracuse. Joel Osteen, not Joel Osteen, Joel Blank. What's a Joel Osteen? Joel Blank was actually a professional director of broadcasting with
the
Houston
Rockets.
Yes. And then we have a show that does this, where John talks about people getting their
but let's talk
back
about
blown
your
out and cheeks clapped.
You
what?
Did that.
That's not a real
you can't
show.
Blame John for that. That was you.
But he brought it up.
No, you brought it up. Let's talk about his hate for a second. People think I'm the hater. Do you know he despises that Sean Mapes has a Prize Picks ad?
What?
I just think we should do he away with all Sean Mapes.
He doesn't
money.
Think BMAC should have one. He definitely doesn't think I should have
B-Mac's
one.
BMAC's fine, but really it's any producer. I want to take their money away. It's just kind of my
listen
bit,
to him.
But I'm going to lead
listen.
It to it.
You, hey, Gundy, you want them to be failures, not make any money, not support their families?
Sean Mapes doesn't even criticize you, so what's your problem?
Dell comes in, you're going to hate this because he's got a meeting with a car company. I'm like, I will do everything I can to sabotage that before.
Listen to him.
You're a bad person.
And guess what? We've got Taqueria Sarandas. 15 locations. Well, there's actually 25 around Houston. They got a new sports bar. So we're going to go to their new sports bars that they have and go eat and drink, boys. And we're going to start having breakfast tacos, and life is going to be good. Daddy's going to start providing for the family.
We're not going to do this.
Yeah.
You're not going to get off calling yourself
Sabor.
Daddy.
Daddy. Are you
Sabor.
Calling yourself Daddy again?
Yes.
That's right.
You're not doing this on this show.
Daddy's going to make it Sabor in here.
Wow. They're taking, okay, your Hall of Fame and Dutchess taking away. They're taking it away, Daddy.
Get them.
Don't call. Breakfast don't. Let's not
daddy.
Perpetuate this. He doesn't get Daddy. It's weird.
John keeps saying it.
I know. No. You know what? You know who deserves status above all? Jim Fiume. That's who deserves it. Jim Fiume has been doing windows in this city for 36, 37 years. And when you are at the pinnacle of your industry, how about the pinnacle award? From the Better Business Bureau. That'll tell you something about Gulf Coast Windows. You don't get the prestigious Pinnacle Award from the Better Business Bureau unless you are one of the best in the industry, and he's one of the best in the industry. And Gulf Coast Windows has been rated one of the most trusted window companies in Houston for years and years and years. Doors, windows, the selection, the quality, the installation, the warranty, everything about it. Gulf Coast Windows, A number one. Gulf Coast Windows, it's just known for quality. It's known for being the best in the business, has been forever. 713-849-5454. You're putting in windows, you're replacing windows, or you're building a new home. 713-849-5454 or GulfCoastWindows.com.
You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show from the Veritex Community Bank Studios. Here's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. We didn't even mention, you know, it kind of sucks. Le'Veon Moss went out of that game early.
For A&M.
He had a nice run up
running
the sideline.
Running back A&M, yep.
Yeah, running back A&M. After Reuben Owens went down earlier this year, now Le'Veon Moss. Those are big hits, man. Those are some big hits. Amari Daniels is nice, but those two guys, Le'Veon Moss was having a great year.
Mike Elko said after the game, it's not as bad as what it looked like. Now, Coach, that's what he said immediately after the game. So we'll see when he's available to come back. But, yeah, it looked awful. Like those, like multiple guys, I think even the sideline reporter said, I had never seen so many guys enter the medical tent to check on a guy before.
Yeah, we have not.
This morning it says he's on the injury list, and here's what Elko had to say. It's extremely unfortunate for him because obviously he was having such a great year and he was in such a good place. You hate to see a kid that have to go through the adversity he's going to have to go through now to get back.
Huh, so maybe it's after the initial diagnosis worse than they thought.
Yeah. Right after the game, that's what he said? No,
yeah.
I think it's...
Like in post-game, it was like, it's actually not as bad as what it looked like.
No, it's a season-ending injury.
Okay.
Yeah. Tony says, Lance is right. The Texans game is going to be a straight-up letter jacketing. One team who thinks they're about that life versus a team who lives that life. Letter jacketing. The only reason I read that is because letter jacketing is now a verb, and we all know what it means. Mm-hmm. Letter jacketing is not ideal. I'm glad.
I don't think they're – no, I disagree. They're not in a letter jacket place right now. I think
– no.
Listening to D'Amico and CJ and the way they've been playing lately, I don't think they're walking in anywhere like we can walk in.
The letter jacket team was
they thought
in a
they
better
were
place,
bosses.
But they were in a better place too, though. They were trying to talk themselves into it, and they just weren't ready for the juggernauts that were the Patriots.
No.
Patriots were real Patriots back then. Like that was serious business to try to go out, you know. I mean, the Texans were really good then. And they went in and they faced a Patriot team, and they, you know, got embarrassed. And that'll happen. The Texans got beat by a bad Jets team.
Yeah.
A 2-6 Jets team.
Well, it's not a bad Jets team. It's
a bad team.
It's a mess.
It's
but
talented.
They've got a lot of good talent. They got a lot of talent.
No, they're a bad team.
They're an underachiever.
They're a talented roster.
Team.
Right.
Yeah.
They're a talented roster, but they're not a good team. I mean, it's not like they played well against the Texans. God, they stunk for the most part against the Texans. Aaron Rodgers played better in the second half. They had a ton of penalties, bad penalties. Like it's bad. They do bad team stuff. Bad penalties, bad mistakes, 15-yard penalties on field goals because you're rushing the center, which is a snapper, which you know you can't do. That's bad football stuff. But they're talented as a roster. Are you happy that political ads are going to be gone, or do you want to see more? Would you like to know more about the border, and would you like to know more about abortion? Would you like to know more about groceries? Like, do you want more political ads, John, or do you want less? Are you done?
Oh, no. I'm thrilled that they're over. Thrilled.
Okay, I think all of us are. However, Aldo has one, and it kind of fits. Like, we could have actually done political ads for sports. He said, okay, so the Texans offensive line coach is named Chris Strauser, for those who don't know. Chris Strauser promised the pocket would be clean. Instead, he let defensive linemen just come on in. We need to put an end to the scourge of sacks and replace this pocket czar. So he's a pocket czar now, and he's letting people come into the pocket. Undocumented rushers just stream into the pocket.
And do illegal
nonstop
things.
And do illegal things to our quarterback.
To CJ.
Violence. There's violence. There's the pocket is unguarded, and there's violence throughout the pocket.
He's the pocket czar.
It's not a bad. I don't want to be the. I don't want to be known as the pocket czar here. I'm sorry.
He's letting undocumented defensive linemen come through and do illegal stuff to CJ.
And there's violence throughout the pocket.
There is violence. It is a violent area for CJ anyway. Mm-hmm. Goodness gracious.
Okay, so can we briefly, for those who missed the Monday Night Football game, Baker Mayfield and Sterling Shepard was making an appearance, a very good appearance. He did a nice job yesterday. I don't know how Tampa Bay stayed in that game and did what they did. Number one, Kansas City. So it was a weird game because out of nowhere, 14 targets and 10 catches for Travis Kelce, went over 100 yards. Nuke Hopkins was on fire. Two touchdown receptions. Like, if I tell you a two touchdown receptions, close to 100 yards, I think, certainly up over 70. If I tell you all this, you think, oh, and then Spagnuolo gets a hold of a team with no Chris Godwin and no Mike Evans, and Cade Otton, the tight end, is their top receiver, and they've got Sterling Shepard, who's been a non-factor for a few years. You'd think that would be they would have just gotten run roughshod over. Instead, the game got tied late in the game with 31. So with 31 seconds to go, Tampa gets the ball at about the 1 yard line, and their very first play is a quick play action pass. It's an incompletion. Well, no, first thing they did was call timeout with 31 seconds to go. Their last timeout. Dumb. Kansas City still had 3 timeouts. And you want to score that fast and give the ball back to Patrick Mahomes? Are you dumb? What are we doing here? You got plenty of time. You got 4 plays to score. And if you know you're going to, like, take your time, run that clock. First of all, you need to run the clock down to about 20 seconds. And then you run a play, or even 18 seconds. And then you got time to run these other plays, and you still got your timeout. So mistake number one, Todd Bowles had no idea what he was doing with clock management. None to leave Kansas City that much time. Then they scored a touchdown on the third play of the drive. I think it was the third, not the second. They score a touchdown, and there's still 27 seconds left. So, you know, Kansas City does have a
timeout. I'll score with 27 seconds. I don't think that.
Well, you'd rather score than not, but also Kansas City was right down the field and could have ended up kicking an extra point, a field goal, if not for one mistake. But the big problem is, Todd, you're playing against a Kansas City team that you are going to get beat by in overtime. Everyone knows that. You're dead man walking. You don't beat Kansas City in games like that. No one ever beats them. They never lose in the playoff. They never lose in overtime. They don't lose at home to teams like you. You've got one shot, one opportunity. And what did you do? You score a touchdown and you kick an extra point. And honestly, totally on brand for the super hyper-conservative Todd Bowles, another defensive head coach, who's not going to take any chances. Let's just play it straight. Let's just match our clothes the way we're supposed to. Let's just do everything nice. What kind of ice cream would you like, sir? Let's do vanilla today. Okay? Would you like that mild, hot, or super spicy? Let's do mild. That's what you're going to get with a defensive coordinator when it comes to aggressive decision-making. He went for an extra point. They kicked it, and what happened when they went into overtime? Right down the field, Kansas City scored. John, please tell me that you would have gone for two there. I'm not always in favor of going for two in that situation.
No.
You weren't going to beat them if the game was extended.
First of all, on the road and against a good football team, you go for two.
Yeah.
That's all. I didn't have nearly the problem that you had with his clock management. With 31 seconds left, if you can't stop, I know that it's Mahomes and blah, 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 blah.
Buffalo Bills.
I want to make sure that I score there. Actually, I might not have called a timeout because I wanted to have a timeout. Let me finish.
Okay.
I wanted to have the ability to run the football one time.
Yeah.
So if I still had my timeout, I could run. But he couldn't. And it was the second play, actually, after they missed the first one. How in the world are you letting that guy leak through on a play action fake and he's wide open in the back of the end zone, Kansas City? So Kansas City looked like crap right there. But I thought for sure he was going for two. You got to go for two.
And here's what – now, if you did what you said, then, yeah, the clock, that's fine. let the clock, don't call timeout. The clock would have gone down to about 21 seconds, 19 seconds by the time you ran the ball. Then you could have called timeout. Then you could have passed. That's what I'm talking about. There's no reason to stop the clock at 31. Yeah. That's just a mistake. But the biggest mistake was not going for two. You're not going to be – look, you got to catch the Atlanta Falcons. It's going to be tough. You mean to tell me that you could steal a game on the road and all you have to do is try to get the 2 yards? Is it two or three in pros? It's two, right?
Yeah.
All you got to do is get 2 yards. You got one play to get 2 yards. I would much rather – and then I had people tell me, well, Lance, it's – not a lot of people. Most people agree with me. But one guy, I think it's probably one guy, said – well, there's still no guarantee you win, even if you get it for two. No, but you would have lost if you didn't get the two. Dude, yeah. You lost as soon as you kicked the extra point. We all knew you were going to lose. You were dead man walking. At least you put it. At least you have your own opportunity to make the decision.
Yes.
That's like when Lovey punted. No, was it Lovey it was, remember when Lovey punted against the Chiefs, and he said, I'll just take the tie here. Dude, go play for the win. Try to get a win.
That was the Colts.
Yeah, it was the Colts game. The very first game of the year, he punted. Like, congratulations on your punt in overtime, sir. Go try to win the game. Tampa had a chance to hold in their own possession the best chance to win a game or not, and Todd Bowles decided not to do it. And he said he only gave it minor consideration. That's not even an analytics play to me. That is, let's just be real about this. If Kansas City gets the ball, we lose. We're going to lose. So let's, if it goes to overtime, let's at least try to dial up our best play with a super creative play caller. By the way, a very good play caller in Liam Cohen, who had a good game, who created all those yardage. You know, Baker played pretty well. Liam Cohen, they scored 27 points, right? Was it 23 or 27? They scored 27 points with no starting wide receivers.
24. It was 24.
Let that offensive play caller cook. I know he's got a play. I know he's got a play in his bag for must-have two-point conversion. I know he's got a play. Hey, give it your best shot against the Chiefs' defense that at that time was reeling a little bit. This terrible mistake. And I don't think anybody listening would disagree with that one. But I'm not always in favor of doing it, of going for two. Not always. It depends on the flow of the game.
Yeah. No. It depends on who you're playing. If you're playing on the road too, I mean, that absolutely matters. Go and win that game right there. Go win that game. And Todd, you're right. Todd Bowles is conservative, boy. He really is. All right, we got a break. I got to talk about Hogue, Matt Hogue Landscaping. Matt Hogue is a great Coug. He loves his Cougs, takes care of his Cougs. He supports his Cougs. He supports the community. They've done over $2 million worth of donations to the community. I don't even know how many man hours. It's just ridiculous how good it is, how these people, Matt Hogue really cares about the community, and that he puts his money where his mouth is. He puts his time where his mouth is. He's not just going to, you know, say, oh, we do this. He's go to the website and you can see what he does. You can start, and listen, this is not just, he's a landscape service. I'm going to come and cut your yard. This is a project, and if you, and it says right at the top, residential, commercial, neighborhood services, community, about us, now hiring, start a project. Those are the different tabs you can go to. Start a project. It's not just we're going to trim your tree, we're going to cut your grass, we're going to plant some flowers. It's a project. They are exterior decorators. They are going to make your house, your backyard, the perfect place for you. What do you like to do? Do you want a basketball court? Do you want a pickleball court? Do you want a bocce ball? Do you want a pool? Do you want – what do you want? Okay. Do you want a however you want it? Do you want an outdoor kitchen? Do you want an outdoor lounge where you can sit in a man cave? I hate that word. But, you know, you can do whatever you want. And they will do it for you. It's a project. It's not just a landscape service. You're looking for the best way to make your backyard something really, really special. HOGUELS.com. HOGUELS.com.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week.
Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.